So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time on Memorial Day. Welcome in, everyone. Love to get you on board at 855-839-1210. Saturday was National Brothers Day. Hit us with those all-time brothers, duo or trio. I have to think of four. Solomon Brothers, there were four. And tell us why, and your name might go into the hat for the big prize at the end of the week. Also, no prize on this, just I find it to be incredible. What is in this most, I don't want to say the name of the poll, the company that has moved up as a brand name, because almost equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans love this brand name. The average polarization score, the gap between how Republicans and Democrats view a brand's reputation dropped to 2.55 points among the top highest rated companies. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. Arizona Beverage Company, known for its giant 99 cents cans of teas, is the one brand in the top 10 for consumers of both parties, number 3 for Republicans, number 7 for Democrats. So they both like it out of the top 10 brands. They say, are we moving past polarization? Well, there are some that are still very polarized. Arizona Beverage was seen by Republicans as the most reputable companies. Chick-fil-A, John Deere, and Arizona Beverage. I would have thought Chick-fil-A. John Deere's got a lot of DEI stuff going on. Democrats gave Costco, I'm down on Costco. They are just boldly still sticking with the DEI stuff. Unilever, which includes Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and Patagonia were tops among Democrats. Several companies that made the top 10 list skew blue or red. As far as all this polarization, like Walt Disney had a plus 12.3D. Views about the war in Gaza, vaccines, and LGBTQ plus rights help explain the disparities. Even bigger gaps are seen for companies that most skew toward Republicans. Tesla is a plus 32.3 R. X, or Twitter, 29.5. How in the world is Twitter suddenly that poll? Well, because they don't like it that we have skin in the big game. And SpaceX is 28.7 Republican. The Trump Organization is 45.3 R, okay? the most polarizing brands at Lean Republican are near the bottom for overall reputation, 86, 95, 99, 98 in the top 100. The most polarizing brands at Lean Democrat are 24, 61, and 76. Who are some of the top 10, though? Who is the one that everybody, and it went up 12 points. I mean, it went up 12 spots. It was number 13. It is number one now. And I don't know how that's the case. All right? 855-839-1210. It's 2025 score is 82.1. That's pretty good stuff that people would like it that much. Okay? We've been talking about Eddie Vedder backing up Bruce Springsteen on Memorial Day and saying, all Springsteen wanted to do was debate the issues with President Trump. Yeah, really, let's debate the issues with this guy. You know, how much do you think Springsteen could debate any issue at any point, or Eddie Vedder for that matter? Stay in your lane, guys. What are you talking about here? Also, issue of... Seaside Heights, the Jersey Shore. Before I take any more calls, I told you on Friday that Seaside Heights had the FBI there. Now, if you're a new listener, you haven't heard me break this down. When did this start that places like Ocean City, Wildwood, you know, historically there's been a... Okay, we get that. But not like it has been. Well, it started when Jersey legalized marijuana. And the then attorney general got it into his head that the police are racist. They can't go after adults with marijuana now. So what are they going to do? They're going to go after black and brown kids, he said. So to stop that, he essentially took away the power by directive of police and chilled them by saying they were facing second-degree felonies if they even appeared to be violating any of this stuff. And these kids picked up on it. We were off to the races. Now, as I said, it's one thing Seaside Heights or Wildwood. But you know where the epicenter became? Ocean City. Now, I think Ocean City's handling business this weekend, but I think they would say it's a little hard to tell because the weather hasn't been overwhelmingly good yet. When you get that nice weather, temperatures high, extended period of time, somewhere mid-June plus, we're going to be looking at more. But see, in Seaside Heights, chaos. I told you on Friday they had the FBI standing by. Reports say summer's off to a rocky start in Seaside Heights, Ocean County, as police had to stop several stabbings, unruly juveniles, violence, etc., including SWAT teams. Prompting police to deploy SWAT teams and backup officers. SWAT teams! I told you the FBI was there. I think with the cooperation of the Trump administration to help out and make the point about Murphy and progressives and what they cause. And that's the genesis of where all this came from. I'm not talking about, you know, occasional trouble. We know that every summer, Wildwood, yada, yada, yada. We know all that. Ocean City, it was unprecedented what's been going on. I commend them. They're taking action there. We had on Keith Hartzell, one of the former council people there. I think it was Hartzell who told us they would have 59. They have 59 full-time police. They were adding 53 summer police. And there were no days off from the day before the Friday, I think, Saturday, Sunday, and today, Monday. In Ocean City for the police to send a message of deterrence. No, you're not going to do this nonsense here. And that's where it comes from. That's what progressivism does. Progressivism, another citing, is what they have over in White Marsh Township, where if you missed the first hour today, I've been told, now they're backpedaling, or are they? They're going to hold another meeting on this coming Wednesday, 6:30 at the Barron Hill Fire Department, in order to talk about how they can celebrate. Can you imagine what country do these people live in on this day when so many have sacrificed so much for our way of life? People like White Marsh Township, the commissioners there, and the police chief can just snatch it away in their cowardly action, their zombie world, their bizarro world, where I witnessed it on Wednesday night. The one guy stood up there and apologized for everything, and then said, no, we can't do the parade because there are 28 access points. It would cost $200,000 to protect them, and we couldn't get the jersey barriers and all this stuff in place in time. They rejected citizens who were appalled, saying, what about doing it on Flower Town Road, this, that, or the other? Nah, can't do that. And others have said, our 250th anniversary is coming up next year. Well, we'll have to see what we can do. How did the country move toward, I mean, would this have happened even 20 years ago? Would you see this brazen idiocy that we see in White Marsh Township? It's stunning. It's just unexplainable to see them fundamentally not getting what America's about. They don't get it. They shouldn't be representatives. The police chief, I don't think she ought to be a police chief. He goes to one seminar, and what he comes up with is, oh, my God, Armageddon. 855-839-1210. All right, hit me with that number one brand that has widespread approval of both Democrats and Republicans. I'll give you some in the top eight that I've had. Arizona Beverage Company, Samsung, Costco is number five. Some of the ones higher up, though, I thought are a little bit more, would skew a little bit more, maybe Democrat. Patagonia, for example, is number two. This one, though, roundly, people love it. What is the secret sauce that drives this? Is this really, and I've witnessed it, I've seen car jams in two places, not just one, where you can get this product, this store, in the Delaware Valley. It is one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen. It's not that I'm not a fan. It's just that I'm not gaga over it to go through this. You may be. You can explain it. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. All right, let's go to Chef Dave in Oak Lynn. Dave is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave. Good afternoon. Hi.
Happy Memorial Day, Dom.
Thank you, Dave.
And when you go to Italy, you should visit an American World War II cemetery. That's just what
yeah,
I would do.
That's not a bad. I bet Palermo strikes me as one. I remember the race between Montgomery and Patton to get to Palermo. Yeah.
Yeah, in the movie. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. My side question is Pete and Charles Gogolak.
Kickers.
The first soccer-style kickers in the NFL.
Yeah, now, should I? Now, that is that, you explained it well, but is that a good thing?
Yeah, very good thing.
Why, you're a soccer fan, Dave.
No, I'm not a soccer fan. I hate
okay.
soccer.
Okay.
I'm a football fan. You kidding me?
Yeah, well, true. I remember back to the days of Lou the Toe Groza, you know, so.
Yeah.
And those guys
what's
couldn't.
What's his name? The guy that kicked the 64-yard field goal. With half a foot.
Yeah, yeah.
That Dempsey, was, I think his name was.
Dempsey, and that was an advantage. You know, I hate to say it, but, yeah, soccer, before soccer, a 50-yard field goal was unheard of, or almost unheard of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they revolutionized it, and, you know, now they're more accurate, and they kick further.
All right, Dave, thank you. Oh, that is a good one, and the way you explain it is very good. Yeah, again, people bring it up. We're headed to Italy in October, but now's the time to commit. Conservative tours, I hope that you'll consider nothing like traveling with listeners. I don't remember if we went to an American military cemetery, but it's got to be one, Palermo, places like that. That's a good suggestion. I also like Sanos and Apollonia in Godfather 2. All right, hit us with that all-time brand, at least this year, based upon both sides approve. Here are the rest of the top 10. Patagonia, Microsoft, I don't know. I thought Microsoft would skew more Democrat. Toyota is in four, Costco, Samsung, Arizona Beverage Company, and NVIDIA. They're all in the top eight that I have. There is one, the number one I haven't given yet. What is it? When we get it, I want to ask, are you gaga over this? People apparently are. Sad to report the passing of Phil Robertson, the patriarch of the show that was a phenomenon. If you remember, it was number one for quite a period of time, then it died off as if it never existed, but Duck Dynasty, one of the first of the reality shows. What was the attraction of that show? Well, these guys were not exactly the most, you meet them on any street corner. Robertson passed away at the age of 79. This is cut 16, Sean. Here's Phil Robertson. His second 7-second Trump rally speech. Here's what he said about President Trump.
I got it down to this. If you're pro-God and pro-America and pro-gun and pro-duck hunting, that's all I want.
You know, it's a way to give an endorsement. If you're X, Y, and Z, maybe broaden out a little bit. That's all I want. Not even all I need. That's all I want. Passes away at the age of 79. One of the all-time great, two or three years of it, at least, reality show as America discovered Duck Dynasty. And I don't remember the channel, the distributor and all. I just know it was hot. The beards, the whole thing, the way of talking, the duck hunting, the quacking. And that was a great endorsement speech with Trump just standing there. I got it down to these things. Not a bad prop for him to run. Now, could Democrats run on that? Are they pro-God? No, not really. I'm talking about the Democrat Party at the top. Are they pro-America? Certainly, that's not the case. Are they pro-gun? Well, and duck hunting, by the time you get to the point. Remember John Kerry out there hunting? Oh, my God. Can you picture AOC out there in the swamps hunting? 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do, you just push pound 1210. Come into your calls next with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
From Pottstown to Vincentown, we know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano Show, great to be with you today. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. All right, I'll give you that number one brand. It's Trader Joe's. Okay, why? Where we shop occasionally, there's a Joseph A. Bank, there's a restaurant we like English Village up there right near the Montgomeryville Mall. It's amazing. I overheard two women, Ro was shopping at Hallmark cards and gifts there, say it's endless. The parade of cars circling, looking for a parking place, and then coming into Trader Joe's, which is right there. Downtown Philadelphia, when I leave in the afternoon, it's around 3:35, 3:40, right? Should be able to go down Chestnut. We're at about 24th. Turn left at 22nd and Chestnut to proceed to go up Chestnut onto the drive, okay? And routinely, there's a big block up between 22nd and Market and 22nd and Chestnut. Reason? Well, a lot of people walk across the street that time of day. It's not too far from the train station. A lot of cars are turning left to go to said train station to get on the expressway or whatever. That lane's slow. On the right, it might move, except Trader Joe's is right there on the corner of 22nd and Market. There's a parking lot there. They usually have someone directing people in, but still, there's a 6 to 8 car wait of people to get into a pretty fair-sized parking lot for Trader Joe's. What the heck is up with that? What is so overwhelming? I'm not down on it. I mean, I've been there a couple times to Trader Joe's. I get the quiche-ness of it, and it's niche, not niche, but what the heck is up with it? And I wonder if they say sauce or gravy. Probably sauce, and it doesn't matter. All right, so it is a phenom. And in this polling, Trader Joe's polls almost equally well. Democrats, it's about 82 approval. Republicans, it's about 81. How many things in America are that highly approved and yet agreed upon? What is it they've done? What is the secret sauce? I see it every day. It is incredible. All right, one other thing. We have been bringing on a lot Pennsylvania Treasurer Stacey Garrity. I launched a podcast that I'll be telling you about on school choice, big time, a lot of backing. And she's one of the people we've interviewed, her military service, the benefits, the cost benefits of this. She just put out a directive the other day that her office, she's proud of, has returned 500 military decorations to veterans and families. She said, as a state treasurer, I safeguard every taxpayer dollar, but one of my favorite parts of the job isn't about money at all. It's the work Treasury does to honor and thank our veterans and their families by returning military medals that become unclaimed property. Now, I think she's going to run. I think certainly she's the nominee for me on the Republican side. And I think her appeal in rural Pennsylvania, particularly the military background, she's going to give a heck of a fight to Josh Shapiro. The only thing is, I'm encouraging her that she's got to be more in Philadelphia, in our area. People don't know her. They don't know the name. It's a name recognition thing. Would give him the edge. And she could do extremely well in a lot of the state that I don't know that well, if she doesn't rally people here somewhat in the 5-county area, including Philadelphia, then Josh Shapiro will win going away. To have any kind of parity, she's going to have to do better here. I think it's doable. Could she beat him? Yes. But at worst, she'll put him in a real dogfight where maybe this guy will be dinged up a lot, and he won't be seen as the prime Democrat that can masquerade. You know what is masquerade? This is typical Josh Shapiro, and the media, local media, loves this. They're saying, well, you can't blame him for Joe Biden. Yeah, he publicly said he was sharp and all that. Then they go, but privately, Josh Shapiro was telling him, maybe you should quit. Can you imagine this story that's out there with this guy? No, he publicly, along with the others, up and down the line, touted the fact that Joe Biden was a sharp, he's exhausting younger people, and all this nonsense. His claim is he had coffee with the Bidens here in Pennsylvania, and in the private meeting, he started to say how things were deteriorating, but Dr. Jill Biden said, They had to go now. Had to go. Get that motorcade running. So we'll see. The local media, though, covering this for him, they love this guy. I think Stacey Garrity is the ticket to challenge this based upon conversations, etc. So hopefully we're going to start moving on that. And that will be a huge, huge election with national consequences. All right, here's how you get in, though. 855-839-1210. Coming up, I talked with Dave Kosky, who worked for, man, talk about it also. He worked for Trump. He worked for Pat Croce. He worked for Ed Snyder. Casinos, sports entertainment, Sixers. And now he runs a string of newspapers in the Ocean City, Jersey Shore. He was with me because he's touting the case of Stephen Ludlam, World War II hero from the Seven Mile Beach area, for the Congressional Medal of Honor. And he's contacted President Trump. He's contacted Jeff Van Drew. And this summer, it's kind of one of our side things to tout this, to move it forward on all of our occasions at the shore or any chance like Memorial Day to do that. So I'll play you that interview so you can hear Kosky talking about Ludlam and how we might help this cause. And we'll try to move it along as best we can. It gives you a big platform here on things like this. And I thought particularly on Memorial Day, you may have missed it on Friday. We'll play you a little bit of it on a very special day. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD from the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210, Memorial Day. Here's a little bit of my conversation with Dave Kosky, a local hero, somebody this summer as we move back and forth to the shore. I think it's always a good thing. One summer, we were very much, every time we were there, touting the whales story, which we have an update on that coming up this week, and what was happening with Phil Murphy and the disaster that he put upon us, and we've stopped him so far. This is more positive. It's Steve Ludlam, forgotten hero, being unforgotten, and the Congressional Medal, or I think they simply call it the Medal of Honor now. The Congressional Medal of Honor. Here's Dave Kosky with Dom Giordano.
On the way to Cape May,
All right, classic here. Dan at the controls, Henry with me, Dom Giordano show at the Faraway Plaza with Dave Koski. And Dave, we were talking during the break. This is a very crowded Faraway Plaza today, and I don't understand it because usually weather not so nice. Last year it was sunny. It wasn't nearly as crowded as this. There's a big farmer's market, a lot to do. What the heck's happening? Why is everybody going to the Jersey Shore?
I was just saying to Henry beforehand,
yeah,
driving up, there's always obviously more traffic on Memorial Day weekend, but it's already backed up, you know, like a mid-July weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is great for the shore.
Yeah, exactly. So, Dave, before we talk about your latest crusade, I'll call it that because I think it's worthy of it, this 7 Mile Beach hero, Steve Ludlam.
Ludlam.
First of all, some of the bosses you've worked for are a Hall of Fame. One you didn't get along with. I don't think I know of him, and I can imagine, based upon what I've heard, Katz.
Yeah,
there was a little bit. But you also work for Pat Croce,
right,
who is demanding of himself, but seemed like a good guy to work for, would not be demanding in the sense of a dictator demanding.
Well, by the way, Pat Croce today from 4 to 5, Pete and Chickie and Pete's are picking up.
Right.
Well, I think the first person to do that was Pat Croce.
Ah, okay.
Probably in 1998.
Okay.
He went and stood in the toll booth and paid tolls for about an hour or two for cars going pick up.
Was
the
he
tolls.
The Sixers then or
yes,
no? Yes, a Sixers stunt. Well, we need him back at the Sixers, obviously.
That was one of his first attempts to really set the city on its ear, and
right,
you know,
he
it
did.
Was Memorial Day weekend, and that's what it was this weekend.
Right,
and he went there and paid tolls, and
well, he also walked to the top of the Walt Whitman or
bridge.
Ben Franklin to put the banner. And every time I drive by there, I think of that.
Well, he also painted the. He went up to paint the Conley Water Tower on
right,
you know, out in Conshohocken on the curve there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's one boss. How was he?
He was awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's Pat.
So then you work for another big-time boss, Donald Trump.
Well, before Pat.
Before Pat. Okay.
Yes.
And that was casino business?
Yes. I was one of his vice presidents at Trump Plaza.
Okay. What was that like?
As I've told lots of people, that was, in the shortest period of time, the most education I had ever gotten from a marketing standpoint. From
Well, wait a minute. That's why I brought it up. You talk about two marketeers, Trump and Croce.
Exactly.
I think Croce matches him, not the money and resources and all
different
kinds of marketeers.
Different kinds.
Yeah. Yeah. So you then put into play a lot of these things we saw in sports, casinos, etc.
I certainly learned from both. Yes.
I got to ask, Dave, were you the guy that brought WrestleMania to Trump Plaza?
No, actually, WrestleMania was my first event at Trump Plaza.
Ah, look at that.
I was there though for Holyfield Foreman when we had George represent our all-you-can-eat buffet at the time.
Was everything on the buffet
City.
Made with a Foreman grill?
This before the Foreman grill.
Okay.
He was on billboards up and down the expressway inviting you all to come to Trump Plaza for all you could eat at the buffet, and it was
unbelievable. Yeah. So now you've morphed into how many papers is it at the Jersey Shore?
We have the 7 Mile Times and the Seattle Times.
Okay. And the 7 Mile Times I have in front of me, it's a great compendium, my goodness, of what's happening at the Jersey Shore this summer.
The amazing thing is, we, like that issue that you have in front of you, we'll distribute 32,000 copies, which in the world of print these days is
pretty
substantial.
And one of the things you're doing with the paper, too, to get started here, and we're talking off air and with listeners, very appropriate for Memorial Day. Why did you seize upon this hero from the 7 Mile Beach? How did that come about? World War II, Steve Ludlam, what did he do?
If you can read his story. In fact, for the folks in radio, it's It's online too, so they can read it online. But he was just a high school kid that
right.
from Stone Harbor, who went to school up in the West Town School up mm-hmm. in Chester County, in for high school, and turned 18 in October. December 3rd, got a draft notice, had a report to Ocean City. Reported for duty, you know, and
right.
for the draft. On January 4th, he was on a train on the way to basic training in Florida, and you know, pretty much never came back again. He got one furlough, and he was wounded over in Europe. And then, if you take a look at his story, he got both a Silver Cross and a Purple Heart because he held down a position on a frozen field in France and held off a German machine gun battery for 45 minutes. And we were lucky enough to work with a historian from his company who went back and checked all the records from those days. And you know, he was... I guess what really, as we were researching the story, what really hit home is we read some of the letters that he wrote home, and he essentially was a kid who,
right.
you know, he missed his boat, he missed fishing, he missed his girlfriend, he missed his mom and dad, and, you know, suddenly he's 3,000 miles away, and...
This is a very significant period, though, that we... You mentioned the frozen field in France holding that off. That's the time, it's the Battle of the Bulge-esque to me of what was going on, the last big counteroffensive of the war. And I take your point, too. Here's a guy, it's almost the end of the war, killed in this type of action.
At such an early part of his life, too.
Exactly.
I mean, you know,
was he involved in Normandy, the storming of any of that, or the approach?
Their company was not. They were, there's a full rundown of all the battles they were in. And like I said, he was actually wounded at one point, and the historian of his company was surprised that he wasn't sent home for that. Mm-hmm. He was in a hospital for 2 months in France and then sent right back to the front again. And you know, as Memorial Day comes around, we all think about it at the beginning of summer, and mm-hmm. and I know at the time that we first started researching this, I still had kids that were around that age.
Right.
And you know, it right. very easily relatable to when
sure.
you see.
What's the progress on this? So, Dave, you've contacted, of course, the big guy.
We just started. We sent it to President Trump and to Jeff Van Drew. And really right. where the idea came from was I saw the ceremony last year when they were giving, they call it the Medal of Honor now, but it used to be called the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right.
And
he changed, you know, by the way, I like the Congressional Medal of Honor. I'll tell you why. Too many changes in history and all. People forget. Here's what they say. Oh, the Medal of Honor. Is that different? Everybody knows still the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's the thing that stands out there. And I've learned, I didn't know this before talk radio, you don't win it. Never say that. You know, you're given it. You're right. honored. You're recipient of it. That kind of thing. And it's such a club. They're horrible on the radio, Dave, because and this guy would be a horrible radio guest. I'll tell you why. They're such heroes, they don't talk about it. Not just because they don't want to. They're just the type of guys that did their duty and did it in an unbelievable manner, and they don't need to amplify it. And,
yeah.
and this strikes me as that type of story.
From everything that I've heard from people who knew him as a kid in right. Stone Harbor, he was just a very, very special person. And,
right.
you know, it's then the reason that we started pushing for the Medal of Honor was because it, unfortunately, as time goes by, a lot mm-hmm. of those folks that knew him, unfortunately, have passed or are
right.
passing now. And not as many people know him or know the sacrifice that he made. And we just think that it would be nice to remind everybody of the sacrifice that this teenager made on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, it seems that, too, the Medal of Honor, it becomes sort of a thing to amplify a particular war or particular circumstances, and we're kind of moving away from World War II in that. So this was a good way to remind us.
There were people last year that were posthumously honored, and that's what kind of caught my attention. That, along with... It seemed like there were a lot of political donors, too, and I thought people like this were certainly much more deserving than political donors, but call me crazy.
Exactly. So
all right, Dave Kosky. Sean, thank you. And as we move into summertime here on the Dom Show, and particularly as we go down there, Dom Day is just weeks away on June 20th. Make sure you get ready for that at Mulligan's with Johnny and some wild stuff that we have dreamed up for it. Our attention turns, too, to something shore-related, you know, when we go down the whole summer, our focus. And this is something worthy. Steve Ludlam, Dave Kosky, we'll have more on that. And again, the we know that Jeff Andrews involved, and that's always good to hear that when he is, that we get movement on this. And Dave Kosky worked with President Trump, so... maybe there's a pipeline there. The story is that the 7 Mile Beach, as he mentioned, it's a lengthy piece that's written about it, and there'll be a lot more, and we'll keep you apprised of it. I just thought on Memorial Day, this is something very worthy. All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. Side question today. Friday was National Brothers Day. Hit us with an all-time brothers combo or trio, living or dead. We've had some great ones way back in history, Romulus and Remus. We've had the Sullivan brothers and a bunch of others so far. So hit us with that all-time, think outside the box a little bit. I took off the board Cain and Abel, Marx brothers, and the Wright brothers. You know, when you have brothers on there, it tells you that if they're known by that, you know, they go, it's not just, oh, I didn't know they were brothers. Then that's a kind of a banner of it. 855-839-1210.
Free speech in Philly on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk radio 1210. 1210. WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Easy one today. Brothers, duo, trio, hit us with that at the end of your call. Nothing breaking news. I did mention President Trump at Arlington today, and sadly, I got to go back and get the official box score, if you will, but I think President Obama missed at least twice. You really shouldn't be president if you can't go to Arlington on Memorial Day. You know, this is part of the duty that goes with it. There's nothing like a presidential visit, the laying of the wreath, etc. I don't want more laws, but my God, in your mind, it's got to be mandatory. This is one of those things that you do as a president. It's just no doubt about it. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. Yo, Bill. Hello,
what
Bill.
That? All the parades went off as scheduled.
Where were their parades, Bill?
We had one in Perkasie. We had one in Ivyland, one in Warminster, and Upper Moreland had one. And, everything went well. No problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to dictate a letter. Maybe I should take out a billboard. I was thinking about it in White Marsh Township. Dear Police Commissioner, the following had parades on Memorial Day. And then in small print, a laundry list, Bill, of these. Why can't you?
We're in Bucks County. We're adjacent to Montgomery County. I mean, what's the problem down there? Upper Moreland and Hatboro.
Yeah, if you missed it, Bill, they're holding another meeting where they're going to consider some kind of celebration for July 4th. They're not saying parade. They're doing it at a firehouse. I don't know if the public's even invited. I witnessed these people. It's the nonsense.
Well, they're violating the Sunshine Act if they do anything like that.
Yeah, I would think so. So I plan to attend again. I can't get enough of seeing Bizarro World in front of me. It's entertaining, except I'm sad for the people in White Marsh.
It is, and White Marsh, you know, is it's a long established township out there. I just don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't figure it out.
Who are your brothers?
My brothers are Dennis, Carl, and Brian Wilson, also known as the Beach Boys.
That's a great one. Thank you, Bill. Enjoy the rest of the day. Yeah, and the publication there, more than the Curve, attacks me and my colleague Nick Cale, but mainly me, for not understanding what's going on. Are you insane? It's bizarre. You just heard, Bill, the litany of parades that happened today. If you've missed this, and it made international news, people are like, what? I went to the town meeting, the most recent one. First of all, a lot of the commissioners were not there to face the music. They essentially put up the police chief, and I'm waiting for the big moment, the reveal. You know, the moment like, oh, now we understand. He just rattled on that he went to a Homeland Security, then he went to a Highland Park demonstration of the people of Highland Park. And after hearing about Highland Park, he was convinced, essentially, he couldn't do a 0.8 of a mile parade in White Marsh Township. And people are pleading, well, the 250 is next year. And they're saying, we're taking that under advisement. We'll have to see about that. Where do these people come from? Both nationally in the Democrat Party, and they're all Democrats there, or this police chief that they hired. Where does a guy go to a presentation? And instead of saying, all right, you know, and I have Pat Malloy on, who is an esteemed police commissioner from Abington, with me on Friday. And he's like, what the heck? Yes, we have cops out there. We're ready. If somebody tries to do something, I don't even want to delineate what they would try to do to give ideas. We're ready. That's what you should be doing. This guy started talking about soft targets are the following. Like we don't know that a parade is. So that means no parades. You just heard Bill of Bucks. How much do I have to go through this? What other actions had to be taken to get people to come to their senses? I don't know that they could do their own parade. You still would need the police. They wouldn't do it. People suggested a different route. People suggested a really cordon off route. They're just insane. And they are like the extreme example of hiding behind, well, if it saves one life, if it makes us this, how could you be on the other side? I think he actually said, not on my watch are we going to have anything happen like this. If you would just hear the man, he won't come on the show, but if you would hear this, you would say, who is taken to the body snatchers there? Are these zombies? Is there something in the water? And people brought up, again, blood was shed there. One of our listeners with the petition. During the Revolutionary War, it runs in the veins there. White Marsh, 250th anniversary next year. Because of something that happened in Vancouver or New Orleans, they said, not only are there no credible threats, there are no threats whatsoever. So on this Memorial Day, when we talk about people that sacrificed it all to protect our way of life, isn't our way of life to go on with life, to make reasonable judgments? In what universe are these clowns, that's what they are, making a reasonable judgment not to have a parade? And I was glad to see the number of people in White Marsh Township, but I wonder, didn't you know this when you elected these people? All of them are Democrats. And they appoint this police chief, some parks guy, and they're all yada, yada, yada. I mean, 28 access points. It would cost $200,000 to secure an eight-tenths of a mile parade. Aren't they embarrassed today? You just heard, Bill, to hear all these parades that went off on Memorial Day. Of course. Are they waiting to say, oh, you'll see someday, Dom? Yeah, well, we have to take reasonable precautions. This is the same attitude during COVID. When I had Dr. David Damsker on, and he came up with the 3-foot rule, was certainly safe, not 6 feet, and liberated all kinds of school districts. And what happened? those clown commissioners, Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey, Diane Marseglia, they put him in the basement of the public health. They took away any kind of public role. That guy was so ahead of his curve, so smart, so courageous, and on point. It happened during COVID. That's what they do. Soft tyranny. This is soft tyranny in White Marsh, taking away a parade of people that love this parade. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, but you can't even feel shame because you have the power at this point. Why? I don't quite understand. You were voted in. All right, big 2 o'clock hour coming up. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.